to protect the liberties of each and every one of us.
He's a driving that freedom train, so come on board.
Well, she may have gone off track, but Ron Paul can bring her back. We're gonna hear that liberty whistle blow once more.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. Ron
Hi, this is Stephen Vincent, and thank you for joining me for this November 6th edition of The Freedom Message. The number to call into the show and participate is 877-270-8714, 877-270-8714. I'd love to get a call from you today and discuss the Ron Paul fundraising effort yesterday, in which Ron Paul campaign raised $4.2 million in a 24-hour period, a record for fundraising in a single day. And we will be covering the coverage of the event and watching quite a number of clips from the mainstream media and analyzing them. There's also quite a plethora of mainstream media coverage of the print variety as well that we'll be going over. And I think that's pretty much going to consume the entire show today, reviewing the coverage that we have received as a result of this effort and talking about that. So this would be a good time to call into the show at 877-270-8714. We're going to go ahead and look at some of this stuff, and I don't think it's all pretty. I think we are going to be paying a cost for the association of this effort with the terrorism and conspiracy theme of the V movie and the Guy Fawkes terrorism attempt on the British Parliament back in the 1600s. This is unfortunate, but we're going to have to deal with it. As I predicted, where do we begin? Well, we actually back up to yesterday, and the only clip that came out yesterday CNN. Actually, we'll go first to something from today, and then we'll go from there. We'll go to Ron Paul on MSNBC with Nora O'Donnell. Now, you might recall that Nora O'Donnell was the one who famously choked on her words as the figure of $5.1 million raised for the last quarter by Ron Paul was announced, and she blurted out several times that Ron Paul, an isolationist, parroting, of course, what she had been about Ron Paul. This is the same Nora O'Donnell who now Ron Paul. So let's go ahead and have a look at that.
On this one day fundraising bonanza by him. Ron Paul, the candidate himself, is final tally of how much you raised yesterday.
Well, I'm told by my staff that it was $4.3 million within a 24-hour period.
And to what do you attribute that success?
The message, the economy, and they like the answers that I've been giving.
But were they contributing to your campaign, or was this all about Guy Fox Day.
A nonviolent approach, but the revolutionary approach nonetheless. And I guess the had something to do with it, too, that V for Vendetta, which I have not seen, was not the same type of violence.
Chuck Todd just raised some very important questions. Will many of your supporters be able to vote Republican primaries, or are these independents contributing to your campaign? In other words, you've had great success.
Is willing to send you money and invest all this time and energy, you would think they would invest the energy to register and come and vote. And he was right. Some states, it's going to be a lot easier. There are some states that actually try to keep our party from growing. Others are quite willing to be open to allowing independents.
From Iraq, the Pentagon letting us know today that the death of five more soldiers is making 2,000 down.
Yeah, well, I know, but one month make a year, and it's a trend that nobody expects.
On your fundraising success, $4 million in 1 day.
Good. So there we have it, of course, and this is a theme that you're going to see. Every single report leads with the Guy Fawkes and terrorism question. It's tending to overshadow the fact that we raised $4.2 million in a 24-hour period. Dr. Paul was put on the defensive immediately from the outset. O'Donnell's attitude was dire. Lots of very much a downbeat report on something that should have been very upbeat, very optimistic, very much full of wonderment and surprise. Instead, it was downbeat, defensive. Very, very, very unfortunate that on this day when we should be celebrating, we're on the defense because of poor judgment in the use of associating the campaign with terrorism and conspiracy theory and a poor B-movie. She implicates that Ron Paul supporters are not Republicans and that they're somehow Democrats or independents and therefore not going to vote for him. She erroneously states that the center of his campaign is the war in Iraq, which it isn't. It's constitutional government. And at no point in the interview is Dr. Paul able to talk about what people are actually responding to and why they are giving en masse to his campaign. It just isn't brought out at all in any way, shape, or form. Very unfortunate. I'm sure Nora O'Donnell is feeling vindicated at this time. Unfortunately, we have no cause to celebrate that report whatsoever. I'm going to go ahead to the next clip, which is even worse. MSNBC Morning Joe.
Are emailing us.
Ooh. What's wrong?
The craze. They're upset because in the $4 million or whatever.
Yeah,
it's an old story. That's what Ron Paul does.
Oh, Paul exactly.
So it's just sort of redundant. And of course,
are they insecure? What are they insecure about the candidate?
Last quarter.
Trying to assassinate some king, King Henry or King
George,
King James the first, I think it was. So I guess that's the libertarian thing to do, try to assassinate kings. And
yes.
So they had a celebration of this act, this dastardly act, and he raised over $3 million. Remember the 5th of November, which was old Guy Fawkes. And he raised an awful lot of money. Not Guy Fawkes, because that was in 1600s. Kind of strange, but that's okay.
There you go. You've mentioned it.
I have. And
thank you for that. Whenever we mention his name, I get like 3 or 4 emails just randomly through my BlackBerry. Hacks into the NBC account.
Well, the question is,
telling me how much they love him.
There was a story last week that actually may not actually be winning these debates, these votes, but hackers are actually figuring out a way to play with the numbers.
But even if he's not winning them, he makes them so much more interesting.
He does.
I can't even remember. Gotta have that guy cutting through.
He definitely has a voice that's worth hearing.
Well, you know, the thing is, everybody talks about the mad old Ronald Reagan, and he's talking more like Ronald Reagan than any other Republican in this race because he's talking about limited government. He's trying to sound like everybody else. He is the one voice that's standing out in the crowd, and maybe that's why he's doing well.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah, let's bring in right now NBC News political director Chuck Todd. Chuck,
people that have raised it today, I mean, I've sort of joked that we ought to have the Ron Paul Mendoza line. You can't raise more money than Ron Paul. Get out of the race. I mean, these debates are kind of crowded anyway. And I had a website before websites were cool back in 1996. And I remember it was the libertarian candidate that used to be the only one that would generate email because it was IT guys were the only ones that had email in 1996. So, you know, my fear of criticizing Ron Paul is that, you know, I'm criticizing IT departments everywhere inside General Electric, and suddenly my BlackBerry won't work. So I think that's the real threat saying.
So, yeah, anybody that saw V for Vendetta would be truly frightened by how Ron Paul is raising his money right now. But again, a lot of true believers who believe in limited government on Hillary Clinton on the issue of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
Okay, so there is a clip from MSNBC. Now, it's worth pointing out that Joe Scarborough has, until now, been one of the most positive, upbeat, and open media personalities with regards to Ron Paul and the Ron Paul candidacy. It is a little bit disconcerting. Well, no, it's quite disconcerting to see him do a virtual about-face on this day, when we should be celebrating, when we should be hearing Mr. Scarborough singing the praises of Ron Paul and his campaign and his supporters. Instead, what is the focus? The focus is on the imagery and the association with terrorism, with Guy Fawkes, with the V character. And this is extremely unfortunate. Listen, folks, we cannot sugarcoat this. We absolutely must take this lesson to heart. We are not playing a game here. This is not about being cool and finding cool images that you can use in promotional efforts. We need to be responsible and think competently. This association of Guy Fawkes and V with the campaign was a huge mistake. The idea of raising money on a single day is absolute brilliance. So what we have here is extreme brilliance coupled with extreme stupidity at the same time. We are paying the price. We have $4.2 million extra in the bank. Wonderful. We are losing political capital as a result of this, not gaining it. Now, in some ways, we're going to be gaining political capital, sure. But in many ways, we have made a severe tactical error in allowing this movement to be associated with terrorism. You have to understand, they are right now jamming through the Congress, the homegrown. This is serious. This is immediate. This is true. This is actual. This is current. Listen up. Right now, they are jamming through Congress the homegrown terrorism, homegrown terrorism, and violent radicalization prevention act. Now, they're looking for ways, and they're looking for people, and they're looking for groups to label as potential homegrown terrorists and violent radicals. That's what's happening, truly, right now. It's not a game, it's not a joke, and we need to be quite aware of that. So I don't see the point of playing into their hands and giving them the rope with which they can hang us and Dr. Paul with. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense just for the sake of being cool. So, let's review the Joe Scarborough clip that we just watched. Right off the bat, he's upset. They've been emailing me, they're crazed, because after 32 minutes of the show, we have yet to mention that Ron Paul has raised $4.2 million. He talks about Guy Fawkes, he talks about assassinations, he says this is apparently what libertarians do, that this is a celebration of a dastardly act. He calls it strange. They show some weird graphics that are apparently from a YouTube video on the screen, giving a further strange impression to the whole affair. They then talk about hacking into an NBC mail account to harass them with email. They talk about hacking into polls. None of this is, of course, true. But they are given the opportunity now, because of this environment created by this association, to start talking about this. Of course, there's also the ethos of the internet hacker slash terrorist, which exists out there in the back of people's minds, that somehow our entire society can be brought to its knees by hackers, you know, damaging computer systems. They, of course, bring up the geeks theme, that all these people are just geeks and are internet geeks, internet computer people. And all of this done in the name of a terrorist. He states that we should be frightened by this. So there's absolutely no way to gloss this over and try to interpret this as anything other than a damaging news report for Ron Paul and the Ron Paul Revolution. We shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be sitting here right now having to report the fact of this to you. Now, I know that many of you are going to be upset by hearing these comments, but I think we need to face reality, and we cannot repeat this mistake. So if you'd like to call into the show and complain and tell me how wrong I am, I'd love to take your call. The number to call in is 877-270-8714, 877-270-8714. Let's go to another clip, and it really doesn't get any better. We have a little piece here, a minute and a half or so from MSNBC. We'll have a look at that.
There is a foreign attack because libertarians believe in limited foreign engagements and want to dismantle a lot of the federal government as an impediment to the individuality of the American people. The rest of the libertarian agenda, which has considerable appeal, the problem for him had over 50 states. So what he needs is, in order to make something happen in some of these primaries, is to tap into a libertarian center, will drop out. And so if you think that it's going to be Giuliani versus Romney, say, in
okay, so that you cannot say that was a terrible clip, but there certainly wasn't a whole lot of substance there, with the exception of the indication that Ron Paul will be there for the duration. We've got another small clip here from Fox that I'll go ahead and queue up for you.
Here's more proof. If you needed it, that the internet, thanks to the net.
And just wait until you hear how much money they raise. Can you guess? Even more impressive, just how quick it was done. Not a bad payday.
The race is over. Paul might not be a top-tier candidate among the GOP presidential hopefuls, but he sure can raise some money.
How much money can you raise in 24 hours if you're a Republican presidential candidate, Ron Paul? $4.3 million from about 22,000 donors. Part of the reason for the surge in web-based giving yesterday was because it was Guy Fawkes Day. Who the heck is that? Well, he was the British guy who influenced people to open their wallets for the Texas congressman yesterday, who now is the record holder for a single day fundraising in the Republican presidential field, passing Mitt Romney.
Good.
Here we go.
Test. All right. So, again, another reference to Guy Fawkes again, which was pretty much the main feature of the clip. Nothing much of substance there. I just feel strongly that if we had been more intelligent about our choice of associations, our choice of tactics, that we would be celebrating a whole heck of a lot more today, this victory. And it's unfortunate where we are today. We're going to go on to two more clips. There's another short one from Anderson Cooper, and then an extensive interview on ABC. We'll leave that for last. Go ahead and listen now, watch now to Anderson, the piece from Anderson Cooper. This is shot off a television set, so not particularly high quality, but interesting to look at the graphic here for those who are listening on the radio. graphically, there is a image of Ron Paul as pretty much like a jack-in-the-box with a stick of dynamite. With a stick of dynamite in his hand. And it explodes, blowing him up in all kinds of dollars, showering all over the place. Very unfortunate. Let's go ahead and go to that.
And Ron Paul gets bombed! Internet fans launch a fundraising blitz and say they raised nearly $2 million in 12 hours. Well, we don't have any way to check out these numbers, but they called it a money bomb. And it's enough to warm things up on the campaign trail, even out here in chilly Iowa, which is where you need to come back to, John, because we're holding your seat on the bus, and it's your turn to buy gas.
I'll be there soon, and maybe I'll send you first an ethanol-powered space heater. Tom Foreman in chilly Iowa for us. Thank you, Tom.
Wouldn't that be grand?
It's on the way. Erica Hill.
Good. So a very short little piece there. The reason why it's worth looking at is because of the image. I don't know whether that was something that was picked up off the internet from a piece of media that was created by a supporter. One would assume that, why a supporter would want to put a stick of dynamite in Ron Paul's hands, having him explode like that in relationship to a terrorist theme is absolutely beyond me. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but that's just really, really not intelligent. And of course, it's followed up with a disdainful comment about, well, we can't check out these numbers. We have no way of knowing if this is really accurate. We should be celebrating today, but there is cause for celebration. We did a great job. We raised a lot of money. There is support for Ron Paul. It's been proven beyond a doubt, but we have given the mainstream media the excuse to rain on our parade. We have given them the rope that they need to hang us. We have given them everything that they need to discredit what we have accomplished and what Ron Paul stands for. This is a 7.5 minute clip of Ron Paul on ABC this morning. Please watch this intently. We're going to talk about this.
The candidate for president seeking the Republican nomination, Congressman from Texas. Congressman, thank you for joining us. Sort of a remembrance of the British, the Guy Fawkes rebellion in Britain trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Explain to me what those supporters who were drawn to you on that kind of anniversary,
which I have not seen. And they just use this as a date, which symbolizes one individual's trying to stand up against the abuse of the state. Of course, the movie ended a lot better than did the history. And they do, those individuals who have organized this emphasizes the peaceful approach to this rather than the violent approach in a 24-hour period. So to me, it's pretty remarkable and pleasantly surprisingly.
Congressman, they didn't let you in the last debate, but I think the thing that stood out in most of the debates for people who don't know, let's get out of Iraq. Now, how can that appeal to the Republican base?
Well, the base is so small, so very, very small base that has hung in there defending the war, they're going to be a tough sale for me. But just think of all the Republicans who have left the party, the ones who didn't vote last go around. Can't afford it anymore. We have to borrow the money to fight the war from the Chinese. And because of all this borrowing and spending, our dollars on the ropes. So American people are awakening.
The challenge, I think, to you now seems to be taking this online enthusiasm and this financial support and translating it into votes. How are you planning to do that? What kind of operation are you putting together to actually
we're doing right now? I mean, just in the last week or two, we've spent about $1.5 million buying television and radio, and we're going into New Hampshire, which is a really ripe state for us because there are a lot of independents up there. And we have a very good chance to have a good showing there as well. Now, we'll have the money to advertise in a major sort of way. Are said to be the major candidates.
You campaign hard against big government. You want to eliminate the Department of Education, maybe energy, other things. And while most Americans may say they're against big government, most of us are pig days.
Well, I appeal to those who have to pay for it. And right now, it's the young people who have awakened to the fact that they can't expect to get much out of Social Security and they have to pay a lot into it. So a lot of
Let me stop you right there. What's your plan for Social Security? How would you make it solvent?
Well, this overseas expenditure, just like this recent $10 billion we gave to Pakistan, of all places. No, we hundreds of billions of dollars, cut the deficit, restore soundness to the financial system, help the dollar, at the same time allow young people just to opt out and get out of Social Security, and you don't have to cut any benefits to the elderly. Don't put any American people, and you don't have to attack the programs here at home.
Congressman, other than lovers of the Constitution, as I know that you point to often, describe for me the profile of a typical Ron Paul supporter here. 21,000 came to your website yesterday or this group's website and donated money to you. Lots of new attention. What is the typical Ron Paul supporter?
And all parties, we get Democrats, independents, and Republicans. And I like to kid, we even get a few anarchists who will come to our rallies. So it's everybody's coming together that's sick and tired of big government, and they trust the major parties and the leadership of either party right now. And but they do not fit.
You're only, you know, running in a Republican nomination contest here. You need Republicans to come out and make you their party nominee. One thing they're looking for quite seriously is somebody who can beat Hillary Clinton, who seems to be the front runner at the moment on the Democratic side, come November 2008. Why are you the best Republican in the field to be able to
2013. She won't take anything off the table as far as attacking Iran. They don't see any change for foreign policy with Hillary Clinton versus George Bush. And for that reason, she does these views that would attract a lot of the Democrats and the independents.
You see Senator Clinton after her debate so a week ago, which most people panned, some of her people said, well, it's a bunch of men beating up on a woman. Think she's playing the gender card? Should she?
Oh, I don't know. I think of people only as individuals and what their philosophy is. So,
but do you not think, Congressman, following up on that, do you not think that if you were the nominee and she was the Democratic nominee and you were running against that there were to be a different strategy, some different tactics
in our military programs, what she do for civil liberties. It would have nothing to do.
Okay, so there was a substantial interview with ABC News earlier today, only a few hours ago. I think it's pretty interesting that they brought out an old gun, Sam Donaldson, for that interview. Clearly, they really wanted to... it was an attack interview, there's no question about it. There was no... vibe of celebration, of acknowledgement for the accomplishment of raising $4.3 million in a single day. There was no sense of wonder or astonishment. There was no sense that what Dr. Paul had accomplished meant something, signified something happening in the body politic of America. It was pretty much an attack interview right from the get-go. Now, how were they able to be on the attack? How were they able to be on the attack on a day when the man has just raised $4.2 million from 40,000 Americans with an average donation of $100 each? How is that possible? It is possible because the entire effort was associated with Guy Fawkes, with terrorism, with the V character, and a poor B movie. That's why. It starts right off from the very top. Guy Fawkes, obliging him to spend time in his interview to address why he is being associated with that. Donaldson states incorrectly that they didn't let you in the last debate. Just says so, an outright lie. He states that Dr. Paul is the odd man out. He states that Dr. Paul cannot appeal to the Republican base. You cannot sell small government to Americans because we are pigs. Said so. When Dr. Paul started to give a reply to that, and it was actually a good reply, he interrupted him and stopped, and then asked him a question about Social Security. Finally, Dr. Paul was able to answer that question effectively, I might add. And then we were told that other than lovers of the Constitution, which apparently the implication is that's a very small number of people who love the Constitution, that's a very tiny number of people. Other than those crazy out there loons who love the Constitution, who's going to vote for you, Dr. Paul? Only 21,000 people, this is what they quoted, 21,000 when it's actually close to 40,000 people who contributed yesterday. 21,000 people contributed to you, actually 40,000. In the course of this, Dr. Paul responds by saying, well, all kinds of people are attracted to the campaign. And it is true. The freedom message is bringing people together unlike anything else in the history of this country since the revolution. And he ends it by saying, I like to joke that we even have anarchists among us. I just would like to say that I hope that the people who counsel Dr. Paul will take stock of the current situation, understand that the Homegrown Terrorism and Violent Radicalization Prevention Act is being forced through Congress right now, understand the political consequences that we are paying for our association with imagery of terrorism, and ask Dr. Paul to stop making reference to anarchists in his speeches. It's about the sixth time I would estimate that he's done so. It was cute the first time. But that's to an audience of supporters, and that's fine. But I don't believe that it's advisable to bring that up on a day when we're on the defensive because of terrorism on ABC News, a national news report. I think that maybe we could have a word with Dr. Paul, campaign staff, and ask him to perhaps drop that from his speeches and from his references in the future. It just doesn't appear to be very advisable. Then the next theme is about Republicans defeating Hillary. All right, I'll go ahead and leave that aside for now. So I am actually distressed myself that I have to come on air right now and review these clips and see that they are all attack pieces, that we are, instead of losing support, instead of gaining support among media personalities, perhaps losing it in the form of Joe Scarborough distancing himself from the campaign. You know, I think that we really need to grow up and stop and consider politically, tactically, what we're putting out. This is a revolution, yes, and this is radical in many ways, but this is an election campaign as well, and we have an election to win. And we have to be a little bit more savvy politically than we have been thus far. So, you know, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with that, but the proof is in the pudding. Have a look at those clips. You find a few positive moments in there if you can. You might find a couple. But by and large, on a day when we should have been celebrating the overwhelming upflow of media coverage and positive coverage about Ron Paul and his message, instead we're battling on the defensive because of a poor choice, poor judgment on the association that was built around this campaign. Let me go ahead and see what else I got here for you. That's all for the clips. There was about six of them. Let's go to the news coverage from the print media. Now, this is quite substantial. Let me go ahead and start with... I'm just going to pull that up for you now. I'm just going to review what we have here on Google News and the different articles that have come out. Okay, so here we go. Washington Post, 39 minutes ago. Another example. Paul's money bomb throwers. So anarchists are known as bomb throwers. That's goes way back. Okay. By the way, anarchists are also an outshoot of the communist movement. Paul's money bomb throwers. Ron Paul knows how to raise money online, and 37 Paulites set a record yesterday by hauling in more than $4.2 million in 24 hours. I'll set that aside for a little bit, look later. Let's see. The Times Online, UK, 39 minutes ago. Ron Paul raises $4.3 million in a day on the back of a notorious terrorist. I would like to be positive here. I'm having a hard time with it. There's more. I'm skipping some. Ron Paul and the Real Meaning of Guy Fawkes Day from the New Republic, 55 minutes ago. God, I can't wait to read that one. Okay, here's something interesting. This is from Gambling 911. 57% of AOL respondents say Ron Paul has a chance of winning GOP. That's some kind of online poll. I'll have a look at that a little later anyway, just for something positive to look at. If you want to call in and talk to me about any of this, if you object to what I'm saying and how I'm talking about this, please feel free to call me at 877-270-8714. I'd like someone to tell me that I'm wrong, because I want to be wrong about this. Okay, Ron Paul may be excluded from Iowa Fox News debate 1 hour ago. That would be interesting. That's from MWC News in Canada. Ron Paul may be excluded from Iowa Fox News debate. Guardian Unlimited, UK. Paul's money draws attention. That's from the AP news story that went out. AOL News, how did a movie help Ron Paul raise $4 million? Notice that in virtually all these clips, the main focus is on the character v. the movie and Guy Fawkes. That is what is leading all of these reports. Okay, that's enough of that. I've got a whole bunch of them queued up here. So let's go through some of these and see if we can find something to be happy about. The movie is V for Vendetta. The slogan is Remember the 5th of November, and it helped Ron Paul raise $4.2 million in 1 day. We explain below. I have to be honest, I don't get the Ron Paul obsession. Who are these people? Are they all libertarians? I understand being opposed to the Iraq War and the abuses of the Constitution. I understand wanting to go back to a truly limited government. But Congressman Paul goes way beyond that. He talks about abolishing major chunks of our government. I can't believe there are enough people that believe in that radical an idea. Maybe they view it as fun and games, but they can't be serious without disbanding the FBI, the IRS, and about half the federal government. It's silly. That's from AOL. MWC News, Ron Paul may be excluded from Iowa Fox News debate. The Iowa Republican Party and Fox News Channel announced today plans for a December 4th debate of the GOP presidential campaign in Des Moines. The Tuesday evening event is scheduled for Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. That's where the event that Ron Paul was excluded and had his own event there, twice the size of the official event. At Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines, and comes as the race to the January 3rd caucuses enters its final month. It was unclear who would attend, although only those candidates who had support of at least 5% of those surveyed in recent national polls or the Des Moines Register's Iowa poll are invited, Iowa GOP officials say. That would include former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, Giuliani, McCain. It lists Ron Paul as being included in that list, and yet in the same article it's saying that, no. Okay, next, Gambling 911, 57% of AOL respondents say Ron Paul has a chance of winning GOP. That's an online poll. The New Republic, Ron Paul and the real meaning of Guy Fawkes Day. By now you've heard the mind-bending political news of the day. Multiply for someone who, like me, is interested in early modern history and comic books and libertarianism. Anti-war Republican presidential candidate and sometime libertarian Ron Paul raised over $4 million in 1 day yesterday, breaking the Republican one-day fundraising record and the online one-day primary fundraising record, thanks to a money bomb organized by this independent website, with a link, obviously, to this November 5th website. The date selected for the concentrated donations was November 5th, Guy Fawkes Day, the old English holiday commemorating freedom from papism and the foiling of the gunpowder plot. Guy Fawkes Day did have a certain kind of place in the English Whiggish self-interpretation, since freedom from Catholicism was always understood as partly constitutive of and partly symbolic of English liberty. The fact that it was polyament Fox had tried to blow up only made the symbolism starker. The devotee of a slavish religion who wanted to enslave good Englishmen tried to destroy the symbol of English liberty. And that anti-Catholic Whiggish ideology is one of the great-great-grandparents of certain anti-statism in the Anglo-American world, something that has entered the intellectual DNA of the U.S. and particularly in the 18th century. But the Alan Moore comic book V for Vendetta inserted the ideology. V dresses in the traditional Guy Fawkes Day mask while conducting his anarchistic campaign against a fascistic British state. Remember the 5th of November, the beginning of an old English nursery rhyme about remembering Guy Fawkes' treachery and the survival of the British state got transformed into the creepily memorable slogan of the quasi-heroic freedom fighter who ends up successfully blowing up Parliament. I take it that in the comic book, okay, let's go down a little bit here and see if we can get some kind of summary. The date, November 5th, corresponded with the movie V from, okay, let's see. Asked if it was appropriate to invoke a nursery rhyme about a man who tried to blow up Parliament in the 17th century as a fundraising tool, Mr. Lyman, who is the person responsible for thisnovember5th.com, said, "Some people want to go that way. We're not going in any way violent." The date November 5th corresponded with the movie V for Vendetta and Guy Fawkes' rhyme. If you look at pop culture, at the pop culture feel-good message of the movie, Lyman said, "The people in the end say we are the deciders. That's the best way to describe it. And this is a country of and by the people." Emphasis added, "That sound you hear is my brain exploding and dribbling out of my ear." Over at TNR's Stump, we get this quote. Mr. Benton, who would be Jesse Benton, the spokesman for the campaign, clarified that Mr. Paul did not support blowing up government buildings. "He wants to demolish things like the Department of Education," Mr. Benton said, "but we can do that very peacefully in a constructive manner. Something very strange has happened when one's use of Guy Fawkes Day requires some clarification that one doesn't actually wish to blow up government buildings." Okay, so that is from a major publication, The New Republic. The entire thing is devoted not to the success of the money-raising campaign, not to the message of Ron Paul and why people are accruing to it. It is dedicated to trying to understand why people would want to associate the campaign with such things. Okay, here we go. The Washington Post. The Trail, which is a daily diary of campaign 2008, Paul's Money Bomb Throwers, has a splash screen of the widget from the campaign website showing $7,345,000. Everyone, Republican, Democrats, pundits who crowd the cable news cycle, you name it, is wondering, who are these Ron Paul people? Speculate, theorize, stereotype. Only one thing is clear, the Paulites, the loyal, organized, web-savvy supporters of Representative Ron Paul, know how to raise money online, and 37,000 Paulites set a record yesterday by hauling in more than $4.2 million in 24 hours. That's the most money raised online by a candidate in a single day. A Paulite came up with the fundraising idea. A few more Paulites joined in and set the date for November 5th, Guy Fawkes Day, a symbol of rebellion in British history. Then the money bomb effort spread virally. Context is crucial here. Senator John McCain, who placed second in the latest Washington Post ABC News poll, raised $6 million last quarter, but that took 3 months. Senator Hillary Clinton, the Democrat frontrunner, still holds the record for raising the most money in one day, $6.2 million, on June 30th. But she's a Clinton, and that cash didn't come entirely from internet fundraising. So who is Paul, and how did he set this record? He's a 72-year-old obstetrician-turned-congressman who's known as the Dr. No of the House of Representatives. No to big government, no to the IRS, no to the Department of Homeland Security. Alone in the GOP field, he's been against the war in Iraq from the beginning, a fact not lost on many of the Paulites. God, I hate that term. Most of his funds are at least two-thirds, his aides say. At least two-thirds have come from the Internet. In the first quarter, he raised $640,000, $2.4 million in the second, and $5.1 million in the third. By 3 p.m. EST today, he had raised $7.3 million since the beginning of October, on track to raise the campaign's goal of $12 million by the end of the fourth quarter. What he's done, what his supporters have done, is astonishing, Ed Rollins, who managed Ross Perot's campaign in 1992 and served as advisor to President Reagan, told The Trail. You can't dismiss his anti-war vote. You can't dismiss the power of one man standing up for a powerful message. I tell you, I've been in politics for 40 years, and these days everything I've learned about politics is totally irrelevant because there's this uncontrollable thing like the Internet. Washington insiders don't know what to make of it. One main asset for Paul is his multi-level appeal. Analysts like Rollins say it's the whole Perot-Buchanan-Nader effect, an anti-establishment out of the mainstream candidate who's got a message and who has rallied a group of messengers. And that grassroots support, especially his popularity online, has been something of a phenomenon. That support appears only to be growing, as the Paulites' Guy Fawkes Day shows showing underscores. Jim Forsythe, 39, a former Air Force pilot and a Republican who voted for President Bush in 2004, is one Paul fan who helped boost Paul's tally. I voted for Bush, and I'm not proud of it, Forsythe told The Trail this afternoon. Forsythe donated $301 to Paul yesterday and has so far given $2,026 to Paul this year. Okay, so that one wasn't totally awful. There were some actual points in which they spoke about Dr. Paul and his message and the support instead of focusing on the terrorism connection. Let's see what else we've got here. Palm Beach Post, more Ron Paul fever. The Texas congressman and GOP presidential candidate raised $4.2 million in a single day, the Associated Press is reporting, giving him the Republican single-day record this election cycle. That total comes from more than 37,000 donors via the Internet, at about an average of $114 each. Okay, this one just basically presents facts. Okay, Anorak, Australia. This might be from Australia. Ron Paul uses a terrorist to push for the White House. You would have thought that allying yourself with a terrorist might not be the best way to run for the White House in 2008. But for Ron Paul, the libertarian outsider competing in the Republican race, it earned him more. This is from the United Kingdom. It earned him more than $4 million in one day. In one of the biggest fundraising drives ever seen, Ron Paul's supporters used Guy Fawkes, or rather the V for Vendetta version of the Guy Fawkes tale, to appeal to the American people to donate $100 each on November 5th. His supporters swarmed the Internet, agitating and proselytizing. They became such a nuisance at the conservative blog RedState.com that Red State blogger Leon Wolf warned everyone who had joined up in the past half year that they were not to shill for Ron Paul in any way, shape, or form. Unless you lack the self-awareness to understand just how annoying, time-consuming, and bandwidth-wasting responding to the same idiotic arguments from a bunch of liberals pretending to be Republicans can be, wrote Wolf, which, in judging by your comment history, you really don't understand, so allow me to offer an alternate explanation. We are a bunch of fascists, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Again, not a whole lot of positive vibe in that one. ZDNet, 35 Ron Paul supporters demonstrate trust. Okay, who knows? Maybe this will be an actual positive report. Richard Steinen. There is nothing as fly-by-night as a political campaign. By this time next year, the Ron Paul 2008 campaign will be history. Yet yesterday, in a bizarre commemoration of the In a bizarre commemoration of the terrorist Guy Fawkes, Ron Paul's campaign raised over $3.8 million in contributions through this online forum. I'm sure most commentary this morning will be on the overwhelming support Ron Paul is garnering on the internet, if only that were true. But I could not help but being a little paranoid when I visited the donation site yesterday. The Ron Paul campaign has an admirable privacy policy, and they even took the extraordinary measure of contracting with HackerSafe to scan their website daily for vulnerabilities. Even the certificate would normally make me feel these guys know what they are doing, but how many of those 35,000 donors checked the URL carefully before providing their credit card information as well as the name of their employer? Was it a phishing site they were visiting? And what assurance do we have that the campaign does not store that information on someone else's laptop that will be stolen from their car when they are partying at the next Ron Paul campaign stop? I personally have pretty high confidence in online storefronts such as Amazon or iTunes. Okay, so again, the Guy Fawkes thing now opens up a whole new can of worms about questioning the net security of the Ron Paul website. This is from ZDNet. Hotline blog, National Journal. Is Ron Paul the GOP's X factor in New Hampshire? New Hampshire Republican Party Chairman Fergus Cullen told On Call today that Republican Ron Paul has a shot shaking up the GOP contest in the first primary state. Cullen said that Ron, with Paul's $4 million fundraising take yesterday, he legitimizes his candidacy. Also, the crusty Granite State is fervently anti-war, a sentiment shared by members of both parties. I believe that there is an anti-war sector in the Republican Party, and Ron Paul has that sector all to himself, Cullen told On Call. To date, of course, the New Hampshire contest has primarily been a two-man race between Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani. But Cullen noted that Rudy hasn't gone up on the television in New Hampshire. Paul has. Paul, the Texas congressman, is also on the radio and has sent a caller direct mail piece to state voters. The National Ledger. Paul given a time out by Sean Hannity, Keith Walter Jones. Ron Paul has been given a time out by Sean Hannity. In the forum section of the website, this message has been posted due to the troll raid following the activities of November 5th. Posting of Ron Paul threads has been suspended. Doing so will result in removal of the thread and a ban. I will review the status of this periodically and open Ron Paul threads again when appropriate. Many of the Paul followers have complained mightily that they don't get a fair shake in the mainstream media, but one would believe that certainly a Fox commentator would grant the good doctor a forum for his followers to push his message. This is similar to what happened a few years ago with the popular online message board Free Republic. At that time, Hannity ripped the Freepers as they fired back not only on their own website but on Sean's as well. Okay, news there, Sean Hannity banning Ron Paul supporters from his website. There's an article on gambling 911. Ron Paul campaign raises mind-blowing $4 million in one day, nearing $8 million for the quarter. Just scanning it briefly, I don't see a mention of Guy Fawkes, but gambling 911 is consistently and adamantly pro-Ron Paul. So, let's see, I think that's pretty much, no, there's more, there's something from the John Birch Society. Well, let's put it this way. Today, there was a quantity of print media reports on Ron Paul, which I would have to say, on an order of five times what is normal. Okay, so, there's certainly a quantity. There's also something here from Rolling Stone. Let's have a look at Rolling Stone. Ron Paul's $4.2 million haul. Whoa! I don't know what's more amazing, the sum total or the fact that this Republican fundraising surge is all somehow in honor of terrorist or anarchist or V for Vendetta anti-hero Guy Fawkes. Whatever you make of Paul, he and his supporters just pulled off organically through weird YouTube videos like this one. I won't even play it. Something we haven't seen since Howard Dean. Money that pulls in money. It's like cold fusion for campaign finance. The question, can this reaction sustain itself for more than a day? Update. For members of the Paul Patrol who feel I've wronged their candidate, I've created an open thread where you can preach his virtues. Keep it positive, people. Oh, boy. Once again, it should be an incredible day to be a Ron Paul supporter. It is an incredible day to be a Ron Paul supporter. Unfortunately, we cannot celebrate it in the way that we might have with the recognition that we deserve. And I don't need to repeat the reason why. If it's not clear yet, then you haven't been listening. If you object or if you support what I'm saying, either way, doesn't matter. You can call into the show or you can email me at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. This from Wired, which is a geek magazine. Financial fireworks for Texas Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. Supporters of Republican presidential contender Ron Paul rallied Monday and injected almost $4 million into his campaign in just 24 hours. Mostly just gives lots of facts and figures. In the rare exception, it does not appear to actually mention Guy Fawkes or the terrorism connection. National Review Online. Raining as in water falling from the sky, raining on the Paulistinians. Oh my God. Raining on the Paulistinians fundraising parade. So Ron Paul supporters in a 24-hour period donated $4.2 million to their man. That's impressive, no two ways about it. But I have to disagree with my corner colleague David Fredroso when he says, among those for whom a sustained Iraq occupation is not a make-or-break issue, Paul's big day is going to win him a second look. How about those for whom a sustained military commitment to Afghanistan is a make-or-break issue? Ron Paul wants the troops home from there, too. He's not merely opposed to the controversial second post-9/11 military effort. He's opposed to the uncontroversial first one as well, because it was mainly motivated by oil pipelines. There's a quote from a Ron Paul interview here. Basically an argument that whether you're against the war against Iraq, you should be for the war in Afghanistan. Again, the Paulistinians. So another like terrorism illusion. Very predictable that this would happen. Very predictable. There's a lot more. I think that's about all I can do. The Boston Globe, Paul sets one-day fundraising mark. Ron Paul ended up smashing the record of money raised in one day by a Republican presidential hopeful. Just basic facts and figures here, not a lot of color. It does quote Ron Paul. If someone is willing to send you money and invest all this time and energy, you would think they would invest the energy necessary to register and come and vote, Paul told MSNBC. Paul noted that many of his supporters are independents and that some states make it easier than others for independents to vote in Republican primaries. It's funny because he didn't actually say anything like that. Okay, that's enough. It's about all the media that I can read for you. If you go to Google and choose the News tab and do a search, you can see that there are quite a number of articles. So, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of positive news to report to you today. other than the fact that Ron Paul raised $4.2 million, which is certainly a wonderful thing. However, if we can't convert that into a political victory, I'm not quite sure what good that does. Let's hope that the campaign can spend it wisely and that we will have even better success both financially and politically with the next money bomb, which is, I think, also a theme that we should maybe steer away from. The next one apparently is the 11th, and the theme is Veterans Day. And I've seen the poster, and it looks great, and I think everyone should support that. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off for today, and back with you tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have more cause to be more upbeat and positive for you tomorrow. Leave you with a song, the Ron Paul Anthem. By Midnight Ride.
Run, 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 run Thank you.